Germany, and is headed for an undisclosed location. This after meeting with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, on the political crisis in Venezuela. After talking on the sidelines of the Arctic Council in Finland, Pompeo said that he and Lavrov would have further conversations on the way forward, but that he told him the United States wants Russian forces out of Venezuela. Then came the change in travel plans. Journalists on Pompeo's plane have been told they might not be able to report on his destination until he has gotten there and left. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued a pardon for a one-time Army Green Beret who was convicted of murdering a suspected al-Qaeda member who was in his charge in Iraq in 2009. First Lieutenant Michael Behena was paroled in 2014, and his sentence was reduced to 15 years. That parole was scheduled to run until 2024. The Army Times reports that Mr. Trump has signed a grant of clemency and a full pardon. Pope Francis today had praise for North Macedonia, which he said is a point of reference for a communal life marked by diversity and reciprocal respect. It came during the first ever papal trip to the newly named country, which he called a bridge between East and West. Once known simply as Macedonia, voters both there and in Greece okayed the name change in February to end a decades-long dispute between the two Balkan nations. Chinese trade negotiators, including Beijing's economy czar, Vice Premier Liu He, will be in Washington this week for more talks aimed at ending the trade war between China and the United States. Discussions are set for Thursday. Hovering over the talks, U.S. President Donald Trump's threat to increase tariffs from 10% to 25% on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports at the end of this week, which has shaken world markets. More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Two Reuters journalists have been freed from prison, included in a blanket amnesty in Myanmar. Wan Lone and Cho So-woo were investigating the massacre of 10 Rohingya by Myanmar police and soldiers at the time of their arrest in 2017. Wan Lone expressed his happiness, relief, and appreciation for the support he had gotten.
Inside, in the prison, and also around the world, people who are wishing to release us. So I would like to say thank you very much for everything. I'm really happy and excited to see my family and my colleagues. And I can't wait to go my newsroom.
It is getting to be an old story here in Washington, but the Trump administration is refusing another request from Congress, this time over the president's tax returns. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin says he will not give the returns to a House panel because its request lacks a legitimate legislative purpose, as Supreme Court precedent requires. Attorney General William Barr missed a deadline to give the special counsel's full unredacted Russia report to another panel, which will vote tomorrow on holding him in contempt of Congress. Both decisions set up legal fights, and Georgetown University's Victoria Nurse, who studies the separation of powers, says things don't usually get to this point.
Because the law is pretty clear that Congress has enormous leeway.
But President Trump has said he will fight all the subpoenas House Democrats throw at his administration. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The United States has a Navy aircraft carrier strike group headed to the Arabian Sea amid unspecified concerns Iran may be planning an attack against American or allied targets. A Defense Department official tells VOA the fleet's arrival will be expedited in order to defend American forces and interests in the region. VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman says all of this follows a warning from National Security Advisor John Bolton.
Bolton says the dispatch is intended to send a clear and unmistakable message to Iran that any attack on U.S. interests or on those of its allies will be met with unrelenting force. President Donald Trump has not commented directly on this, but in remarks to the Army's football team in the White House Rose Garden on Monday, he remarked the United States right now has the greatest military the world has ever known.
Hopefully we won't have too many battles because we're building a military so strong that nobody's going to mess with us. Nobody.
Both the U.S. Secretary of State and the Chief of Naval Operations say the deployment of the carrier strike group had been planned for some time. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
A United Nations report says a million plant and animal species are at risk of extinction because of human activity, many within decades. The report draws on the work of hundreds of researchers from dozens of countries and warns the threatened mass extinction is something that has never happened before in human history. Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA1, the best music now.